Hilltop boys basketball, and Scott City has off to a 1-3 start here. Tough game against a really good Wichita Trinity team on Friday night. Of course, weren't able to play against Cimarron home last night because of the roads and the wintry weather, but they get back on the courts on Friday in competition as they head to Colby to face the Eagles here. We're joined here with junior here, Carter Gooden, joining us here this evening from Scott County Hardware and Scott City, one of the post players for the Beavers. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And thanks again for joining me here. Yeah, you got to get the old rust off. It's been about a year since we've talked.
It has been a while.
Yeah, but, you know, you've four games into the season. You've started all four games. How do you think things have been going for you so far?
They're doing pretty good. There's still a lot to work on this early in the year, but hopefully we can get those things improved.
I know you had your elbow injury in football, and you had a little brace or the sleeve on there. You took that off there, and do you just feel like more comfortable now without that elbow? I don't know if it's compression or whatever you want to call it there for the games.
It was just restricting my movement, and I got tired of it. So
I understand. Yeah, can't keep a man down, right?
No, you can't.
All right. Well, it's been transition that you've been playing consistently varsity here, and what are some good things that you felt like you've done here so far?
I thought my post moves have been pretty good, and ability to pass the ball back out. I thought I could really work on finishing around the rim, but spraying the ball around to other players has been really nice for me.
Yeah, you've had some pretty nice moves there so far. Yeah, sometimes that ball just doesn't want to get in the end of the basket, right?
Yeah, it makes me mad every time.
I understand there, but what are some things that you guys have worked on here in practice over this last week, or last few days, I guess you could say, to get ready for Colby?
We have just worked time on slowing down, playing our game and not theirs, pretty much.
What are some things maybe you learned with playing some of the bigger schools like Great Bend and Liberal, and even to an extent playing a 6'9 kid from Wichita Trinity?
We aren't the biggest fish in the sea. We're used to playing just little small schools around, so it was nice to play big schools and see what other competitions really like.
I would almost assume that probably the biggest thing you learned as well, you got to be a lot more physical, because I remember the kid from Great Bend, he's kind of a bruiser down there.
Yeah, he must have played linebacker in football. He was a big boy.
All right, well, what's the goal that you have as you work through this season?
Mine is just get better around the rim. Finish. I want to get that shooting percentage way up.
All right. Well, hopefully it keeps going there for you here. Junior Carter Gooden joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Thanks as always here, and good luck to you coming up at Colby on Friday.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Junior Carter Gooden here on our coach's show here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. And now we'll talk with assistant coach here, Joey Meyer. And, well, I think we just talked like a couple of months ago, and it was a different sport, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's gotten a little colder since then.
Yeah, thank goodness we're inside now.
Yes, for sure.
But, no, I wanted to actually congratulate you. You were 3A cross-country girls coach of the year. That's a pretty cool honor.
Thanks, Adam. Yeah, I was just sitting in my classroom. I got this weird email from a guy I didn't know, and I was like, what? This says coach of the year? Yeah. Am I reading this right? But, no, that's pretty cool for my first year to receive that.
Absolutely. That's pretty good. You guys, yeah, had a good year here. Now you make the transition up here to assistant coach in high school. And, of course, you've been on the other side. It's been 7-8 years ago. It doesn't seem like it. But what's that? What's it being like now, a coach, as compared to a player just a few years ago?
At some parts it's frustrating just because how well we ran our offense in high school. And we just got to get that into our kids on just – play basketball. A lot of them are just thinking and they get too much with their plays, and but it's awesome to be back and be able to coach here at the high school level.
And you know, you talk about that last week. I felt like Saturday, although it was an 18-point loss to a very good Wichita Trinity team, I thought the players really stepped up, especially the seniors. They started kind of moving and attacking really, and they didn't do too bad doing it either.
Yeah, that was the best we controlled the ball. We didn't have as many turnovers the first three games. We had 20-some each game, and we brought that down, so that actually lets us to play our offense. And when we run our offense, we do pretty well. We get open shots, so hopefully we can keep that going forward.
Yeah, it's been kind of interesting. Years past, Scott City hasn't run 7, 8, 9, 10 players, but here they are. But, you know, it's been interesting. Every player that comes in, they do a good job of contributing it, whether it's, you know, it doesn't have to be necessarily points, but just in other different areas of the game.
Yeah, I kind of think back to Wichita Collegiate on that. They did five in, five out, and it's kind of nice because you keep your guys fresh. And we don't have a guy out there for the whole 8 minutes. We might have Harrison in there for the whole 8 minutes here and there, but it's nice. And I think we just ran it, throw in our 10 press. So we're really going to use those 10 guys really hard and pressure the guys like they've been doing to us. So hopefully we can give it back to
them. Yeah, it's always nice to return the favor.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But no, you know, I know it's probably disappointing. Coaches and players weren't able to get a game in last night because of the weather, but had the opportunity to practice here. But what are some things that you took away from last week that you guys have been really working on this week?
A lot of the guards getting the guy up, bounce pass. A lot of them are just lobs to the post, and it's difficult to get all those in there because you got that backside or a guy coming on the top. So just really patience and getting your the ball up and down and a nice bounce pass for the post. And then posts, we've been working on finishing all week. Both of our posts and a few other ones, we're struggling with that layup at the end, and they just have some little twitches that we have to fix and just jump and touch the backboard, really. Just jump up there and put it in.
Well, Friday night here, it's one more game before the break. Another game in the community building. Didn't think we were going to be there this year, but, you know, I think COVID had a lot to do with the progress of their new event center coming. But it's always fun to play in that community building. And Colby team that's 2-2 on the year, and a team that made it to state last year and had that first round setback, but still quite a few of those pieces coming back from that team.
Yeah, I'm excited to go back to the community building. I played college ball there, and I'm glad I get a coach there at least once before it is finished and they have the new building. But I think we have a good shot Friday. We've had a good week of practice. We ended practice well today on hitting like 8 consecutive threes or so, and we were like, okay, let's just end it on this note. But yeah, we're confident, ready to go Friday.
You know, as a coach, when you see players hitting on all those shots like that, is there kind of that mental thing? It's like, we got to stop shooting because we're going to run out of this good mojo, right?
Yeah, you don't want to waste all the good shots.
All right. Yeah. But it is Coach Joey Meyer here joining us here. Scott City will be at Colby there on Friday night. Final game before the Christmas break, and should be a fun one there. And thanks again, as always, here, and we'll see you up there Friday.
Thanks, Adam.